Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu addresses joint sitting of both houses of parliament, asserts government is fully committed to investigating recent incidents of paper leaks and ensuring guilty will be punished. Upcoming general budget will reflect government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision, says President. U.S. House of Representatives passes resolution seeking independent probe into Pakistan's general elections. IMD forecasts rainfall over several parts of northern India. Delhi experiences heavy rain, providing much-needed relief to people from intense heat wave. And in cricket, India to lock horns with England in second semi-final of men's T20 World Cup in Guyana this evening. President Draupadi Murmu today asserted that the government is fully committed to fair investigation into the recent incidents of paper leaks and ensured that strict punishment will be given to culprits. Addressing the joint sitting of both houses of parliament this morning, the president said it is important to rise above party politics and undertake concrete measures nationwide to check such incidents.
हाल ही में कुछ परीक्षाओं में हुई पेपर लीक की घटनाओं की निष्पक्ष जांच और दोषियों को कड़ी से कड़ी सजा दिलवाने के लिए मेरी सरकार प्रतिबद्ध है। इससे पहले भी हमने देखा है कि कई राज्यों में पेपर लीक की घटनाएं होती रही है। इस पर दलीय राजनीति से ऊपर उठकर देशव्यापी ठोस उपाय करने की जरूरत है। संसद ने भी परीक्षा में होने वाली गड़बड़ियों के विरुद्ध एक सख्त कानून बनाया है।
President Murmu said the government is working towards major reforms in examination-related bodies, their functioning, and all aspects of the examination process. She said her government is working to create an environment to enable youth of the country to dream big and achieve them. In her address, the president said that Jammu and Kashmir has given a befitting reply to India's enemies as the Union Territory registered a record voter turnout in the recently concluded Lok Sabha polls.
कश्मीर घाटी में वोटिंग के अनेक दशकों के रिकॉर्ड टूटे। बीते चार दशकों में कश्मीर में हमने बंद और हड़ताल के बीच कम मतदान का दौर ही देखा था। भारत के दुश्मन इसको वैश्विक मंचों पर जम्मू कश्मीर की राय के रूप में दुष्प्रचारित करते रहे, लेकिन इस बार कश्मीर घाटी ने देश और दुनिया में ऐसे हार ताकत को करारा जवाब दिया है।
President Murmu said the new government is going to present its first general budget in this parliament session, which will be an effective document of its far-reaching policies and futuristic vision, and reforms will be fast-tracked. Speaking in the parliament, the president said the country has risen from the 11th position to become the fifth largest economy in 10 years.
रिफॉर्म परफॉर्म और ट्रांसफॉर्म के संकल्प ने आज भारत को दुनिया की सबसे तेजी से बढ़ने वाली अर्थव्यवस्था बना दिया। 10 साल में भारत 11वें नंबर की अर्थव्यवस्था से ऊपर उठकर 5वें नंबर पर पहुंचा। वैश्विक महामारी के कालखंड और विश्व के अलग अलग कोने में चल रही संघर्षों के बावजूद भारत ने ये विकास दर हासिल की है। आज भारत अकेले ही दुनिया की ग्रोथ में 15% का योगदान दे रही है। आप मेरी सरकार भारत को विश्व की तीसरे नंबर की इकोनॉमी बनाने में जुटी हुई है।
Listing out the priorities accorded to the agriculture sector, the president said agro-based industries, dairy and fishery-based industries are being expanded in villages. She added that a major problem of small farmers is related to storage, and the centre has commenced work on a scheme to create the world's largest storage capacity in the cooperative sector. In her nearly hour-long address, President Murmu also highlighted the government's initiatives for infrastructure development, saying that over 3,80,000 kilometres of village roads have been constructed in the last 10 years under the Prime Minister Gram Sadak Yojana. She said the government is also working on the high-speed rail ecosystem between Ahmedabad and Mumbai, and it has decided to conduct feasibility studies for bullet train corridors in the north, south and east of the country. On the development of northeastern states, the president said the government is working to make this region a strategic gateway under its Act East policy.
मेरी सरकार ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट के विकास के लिए 10 वर्षों में आवंटन में 4 गुना से अधिक की वृद्धि की है। सरकार इस क्षेत्र को एक्टिव पॉलिसी के तहत स्ट्रेटेजिक गेटवेज बनाने के लिए काम कर रही है। नॉर्थ ईस्ट में हर तरह की कनेक्टिविटी का बढ़ाया जा रहा है। शिक्षा, स्वास्थ्य, पर्यटन, रोजगार, हर क्षेत्र में विकास कार्यों को आगे बढ़ाया जा रहा है।
President Murmu added that a semiconductor plant is being established in Assam at a cost of 27,000 crore rupees. She asserted that the Northeast will also be a hub of Made in India chips. Highlighting the initiatives taken by the government for the Northeast region, the President observed that the centre is working for lasting peace in the region and several problems related to the area have been addressed in the last 10 years. President Murmu added that the phase-wise repealing of Armed Forces Special Powers Act, AFSPA, is underway in areas with unrest after making rapid progress in the region. Talking about the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, which will come into force from the 1st of next month, the President underlined that now justice will get priority over punishment, which also conforms to the spirit of the Constitution.
July ki pehli tarikh se desh mein Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita bhi lagu ho jayegi. Angrezi Raj mein gulamon ko don't dene ki मानसिकता थी। दुर्भाग्य से आजादी के अनेक दोषों को तो गुलामी के दौर की यही दंड व्यवस्था चलती रही। इसे बदलने की चर्चा अनेक दशकों से की जा रही थी। अब दंड के जगह न्याय को प्राथमिकता होगी, जो हमारे संविधान की भी भावना है।
On women's empowerment, the President said a new era of women-led development has started, citing the enactment of Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam for reservation of women in Lok Sabha and state assemblies. She said the majority of the 4 crore PM Awas houses have been allotted to women beneficiaries during the last 10 years. Talking about the modernization of armed forces, President Murmu said many reforms have been introduced in the defense sector in the last 10 years. In her address, President Murmu also talked about the initiatives taken in the education sector and said the government is working towards establishing a digital university. She also commended the Indian players for winning a record number of medals at global platforms. Ahead of the Paris Olympics, she said India is proud of every athlete representing the country at the Olympics. The President called for collective denouncement of every attempt to undermine the credibility of Indian democracy, saying one should remember the times when ballot papers were snatched and looted. She added that to ensure the sanctity of the electoral process, it was decided to use electronic voting machines, and the EVMs have passed every test from the Supreme Court to the People's Court in the last few decades. The President said the Constitution of India has stood up to every challenge and every test in the past decades. Referring to the imposition of emergency in 1975, she said it was the biggest and darkest chapter of a direct attack on the Constitution. Pointing towards the responsibility of the members of Parliament, the President highlighted opposition to policies and obstruction of parliamentary functioning are two different things. Our correspondent reports that during the President's address, some opposition MPs created noisy scenes over the issues related to NEET examination, Manipur violence and other issues. A copy of President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament was tabled in the Lok Sabha today. When the House assembled this afternoon after the President's address, the copy was tabled in the House. Speaker Om Birla also announced that Congress MP Rahul Gandhi has been recognized as leader of opposition in the lower house. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. A copy of the President's address was also tabled in the Rajya Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi introduced to the upper house the members of the newly constituted Union Council of Ministers. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar announced that Union Minister J.P. Nadda has been appointed as leader of the House. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. The opposition today criticized President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of Parliament. Talking to media outside Parliament, Congress MP Tariq Anwar said the address ignored the real issues, including poverty, inflation and unemployment, and focused only to highlight the government's achievements. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav said the government talks about being the world's fifth largest economy, but there is widespread unemployment and farmers are suffering while only a select few are benefiting. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts.
New criminal laws, namely Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita 2023, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023, will come into force from the 1st of July 2023. 2024. To know about the new criminal laws, download NCRB Sankalan of Criminal Laws mobile app from Play Store or App Store.
Welcome back to the Midday News. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed a bipartisan resolution in support of democracy and human rights in Pakistan's general elections and called for a thorough and independent investigation. The resolution, titled Expressing Support for Democracy and Human Rights in Pakistan, was introduced by Congressman McCormick of Georgia and Congressman Kildee of Michigan and co-sponsored by over 100 colleagues. The resolution passed with 98% voting in its favor. It urged U.S. President Joe Biden to collaborate with Pakistan in upholding democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. Reacting to it, Pakistan's defense minister criticized the resolution and said it stems from an incomplete understanding of the political situation and electoral process in the country. The general elections in Pakistan, held on the 8th of February this year, were marred by the allegations of irregularities, with incidents of internet shutdown, rigging, and violence being reported from different parts of the country. Kenya's President William Ruto has said the finance bill that sparked nationwide deadly protests would be withdrawn. President Ruto declined to sign the highly contentious bill and has sent it back to Parliament for amendments. His decision comes after nationwide protests intensified against the highly unpopular finance bill, killing at least 22 people while dozens more have been injured. The bill aims to raise taxes on a wide range of items, which they argue will exacerbate the economic hardships faced by citizens. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall over most parts of North India, including Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and West Rajasthan today. The IMD also predicted heavy rainfall in regions of Assam, Meghalaya, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar till Sunday. Meanwhile, large parts of the national capital received light to moderate rainfall this morning. The rain brought much-needed respite to the people from the hot and humid weather condition. The IMD has forecast mainly cloudy sky and light rainfall in Delhi today. We have a report.
The pre-monsoon showers brought much-needed respite to the people from the hot and humid weather conditions in the national capital and its adjoining areas. The rainfall also brought down the temperature, making the weather pleasant. Areas including Sarita Vihar, Munirka, Lakshminagar, Noida and Ghaziabad witnessed heavy rainfall. The rainfall also caused waterlogging in various areas, affecting traffic movement in some parts of the region. According to IMD, Delhi has recorded 5.2 mm rainfall so far. More spell of light to moderate intensity of rain is also expected today in the national capital region. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Delhi.
In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will lock horns with the defending champions England in Guyana in the second semi-final this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Team India has been in great form throughout the tournament as they have not lost even a single match yet. We have a report.
Team India has finished on the top of the points table in their Super 8 round after they registered a victory over Australia by 24 runs in their last match. On the other hand, England finished at number 2 in Super 8 round. The match is crucial for both the teams, but the weather in Guyana is unpredictable with high chances of rain. However, few extra hours have been allocated to get the match result. The biggest challenge for India is that their opening pair is yet to contribute well in the tournament. With Rohit Sharma's fantastic innings in the last match against Australia, the pressure is on Virat Kohli to score in this do-or-die match. Indian bowlers are performing great in the tournament, especially Jasprit Bumrah, Arshdeep Singh and Kuldeep Yadav. The England side is also strong that will give a nail-biting encounter in the semi-finals. Chirag Jha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Benchmark indices Sensex and the Nifty continue to trade in the positive territory after reaching new record highs in early trade today. The Sensex was trading over 447 points up at 79,121, while the Nifty also rose over half a percent to hit a fresh record high of 24,015 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu addresses joint sitting of both houses of Parliament, asserts government is fully committed to investigating recent incidents of paper leaks and ensure guilty will be punished Upcoming general budget will reflect government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision, says President. U.S. House of Representatives passes resolution seeking independent probe into Pakistan's general elections. IMD forecasts rainfall over several parts of northern India. Delhi experiences heavy rain. In cricket, India to lock horns with England in second semi-final of Men's T20 World Cup in Guyana this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.